Detective Inspector Dougie Moran speaking in relation to the festive domestic abuse campaign in Edinburgh. D.I. Moran, how does the Christmas and New Year period impact upon domestic abuse?
Yeah, the festive and Christmas periods really busy for the police in general, but certainly for domestic abuse incidents, we do see a rise in these incidents. There's an increase last year in the number of reports that we receive. That's one of the reasons we are running this 9-day campaign. We're going to have extra high visibility patrols in the streets. We're going to have extra officers specifically targeting offenders through this period. And we're going to have work with our partners just to try and reduce the number of domestic incidents that we see happening every year.
And what is it that has changed in the way that police deal with domestic abuse?
Yeah, domestic abuse is now a clear priority of Police Scotland. And since becoming one force, we've seen a rise in the number of people that are actually being reported to the courts. And as an organisation, we are focusing on perpetrators. We've done this by increased training for frontline officers. We now work very closely with partner agencies. We also do some analytical research to try and identify the actual perpetrators of these crimes. And my officers meet with partners to discuss those people that we should target and those victims that we should keep safe. We also carry out quite robust bail checks to people's addresses. Those people are released on bail. We will pay unannounced visits to them just to make sure that they are adhering to their bail conditions. And we'll investigate everything that we, every report we receive very thoroughly.
Now, you're part of the Domestic Abuse Investigation Unit, the department that is responsible for investigating and following up on all reports relating to domestic abuse. Can you give me a bit of insight into to this unit?
Yeah, I'm in charge of a unit of 15 plainclothes officers, and we work 7 days a week. Our responsibility is to support our frontline officers, but we target the more serious domestic abusers. We review all domestic incidents, and we support the victims. We're also responsible for all honour-based violence incidents in Edinburgh, and as I've said, we take a multi-agency approach to this. We meet with partners to help us assist and to support people. The strong message that we have as an organisation and that my unit develop is the fact that we will not tolerate domestic abuse.